7:33 on this Friday morning, and Pier Mayor Steve Harding on the phone with us right now. And Mayor, we made it through the 4th of July, I think, fairly unscathed, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did, Chuck. You know, it was a lot of people were out and about. I was over and watched the Fort Pier Parade. That was nice, and they had the rodeo over there, and the fireworks display was great that they had over there after the rodeo. And, you know, this was the first year that we made an exception to the fireworks policy in Pier. And overall, I'd have to say that, you know, most people tried to do the right thing and enjoy them in their backyards. Unfortunately, there were those that, you know, didn't follow all the restrictions, and so they kind of became a nuisance. We had quite a few calls. But overall, it just seemed to be in certain areas of town. So overall, I think they appreciated being able to do that in the community. And I just want to remind the public that the fireworks ordinance is still in place. That was just a one-time thing that the city commission approved to minimize the gathering of people and minimize the spread of the COVID-19 virus. So the fireworks ordinance is still in place in Pier, and will continue, you know, after this. So, but it was, overall, it was great, and I think people cleaned up and had an enjoyable 4th of July.
I think that's the one thing that I heard the most of from both Pier and from Fort Pier is the fact that people did a pretty good job of cleaning up after themselves. And one of the things I will tell you from my neighborhood, there were no small fireworks. I tell you what, you gave them the opportunity to shoot them off from their own property, and they took every advantage to do it because everything that was going off in the sky was huge. So so people really enjoyed it.
Yep. I think you're right, Chuck. There appeared to be some big ones that were lit off. And there were some even out in my neighborhood, too, that were, you know, had a pretty loud bang. So not quite like the ones that we shot when we were younger.
Yeah. No. So what else is going on? I mean, what do we have coming up here?
You know, one of the really exciting things for the community, Chuck, that I'm really excited to get this project done is the new water treatment plant. You know, when I first got elected mayor 3 years ago, I knew we had to build this plant because of the manganese level in our water. So I started on it right away, and, you know, we took it to the vote of the people in June of 2018, and it passed with 73% of the vote, which was really, you know, showed a lot of public support for that treatment plant. So we finally, it took 2 years of engineering and design to finally, this week, bring it to the commission and authorize them to go to bid. And we did a little bit different. You know, we've done a couple projects, the Boys and Girls Club, and now this big project. And we used a construction manager at risk, which the city of Pier, it's been new for the city of Pier. But what they do is they give you a guaranteed maximum price. They go out and look at the project and talk to contractors. And we were estimating the price to be $38 million. And the actual construction cost is just over $33 million. And then once you add in all the engineering and architectural and design services and, you know, the next 2 years of having those folks on site, the total estimated price is $37.5 million. Hmm. So it's right in there, and it'll take, they sent the bid packages out this week. And so July 29th, they'll open those bids up and see what they are and make an award, and then you'll see construction starting in August this year on that water treatment plant. The first part will be the pump house, which will be built between the current Missouri River car bridge and the train bridge. That'll be built there, and that's really going to be an interesting project because that's going to be built on a big caisson, which is literally a great big concrete piece of pipe. It'll be 22 feet wide, and they're going to dig that down 35 feet deep. And that'll be really something to get that down. And then they'll have to directional drill the pipe into the river to get to the water intake. And so they'll start construction here in August, about the middle of August, and go into the fall. And additionally, on the south side where the water, south side of the car bridge where the water treatment plant will sit, they'll start excavating that area and getting ready to build that, the water treatment plant itself right there. And the construction on that building will actually start next spring, but they'll get that site prep all done this fall. So it'll take 2 years to build that plant. And it'll just be a great improvement for our community and serve the community for decades to come.
Yeah, I know we're pretty excited about that. You know, the great thing I noticed about the building, too, is it's a very, it doesn't have that water treatment plant type look to it. It's a very, how should you say, aesthetically pleasing design.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. That's you're exactly right. And that's something that we, you know, worked with the engineers on. City staff did a great job. It was a great partnership with the engineers and the architects. And we sent that back two times to get the building right. We didn't feel like the first couple drawings, you know, conceptual drawings were what the city of Pierre wanted. And so the third time they came back and really they just did an awesome job in getting that building correct. If you drive across the car bridge when this gets completed, if you didn't know that was the water treatment plant, you wouldn't know it was. The profile is very low. Half of that will be underground. And so it won't be as tall as the Discovery Center. And it'll be landscaped very nice. We're going to, we set it in there so that, you know, there'll be a minimum amount of the existing trees cut down. In addition, we'll plant more trees around there, and it's just really going to be very pleasing. You know, Steamboat Park is actually 28 acres of green space, and the water treatment plant will only take up 1 acre of that.
So that's great.
It's gonna nestle right in there. We're gonna have some public restrooms down there, you know, where we don't currently, and so it's just really going to be a great thing for the city of Pierre.
All right, Mayor, anything that we haven't brushed on yet that you want to talk about?
You know, just real quick, I'd just like to mention the airline service. You know, we've because of the COVID, that kind of our boardings dropped off. But we're starting to see that come back now. And we dropped down to one flight a day, but now they've added a second daily flight from Pierre to Denver. And one of those stops in Nebraska, and the other one is a direct flight. But beginning August 1st, we'll go back to all the flights will be nonstop flights to Denver. So that'll be a nice thing for the people in the community there flying back and forth to Denver. So, but they're still operating. If you need to fly out of Pierre, you still can.
All right, Mayor, it was great talking with you this morning, and thanks for being on People in the Neighborhood, and We look forward to talking to you again.
Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Once again, Mayor Steve Steve Harding from the city of Pierre, as we're broadcasting live from the CHS studio. Come see the cooperative difference at CHS with locations throughout Central South Dakota and Southern North Dakota.